It is Halloween week. Obviously, tomorrow is Halloween. It's Scotty. Let's bring on our psychic, John Capello.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So John Capello is here. He's America's psychic, and I'm going to be able to let you chat with him, ask him some questions. I wasn't a big believer in the past until I met him and heard some of the things that he said and done. So I'm going to jump right in, but you can also find a way to contact John if you want to talk to him on your own as well. Text John to 44995. So let's go to Laura. Laura, all you have to do is say hi to John, and he'll take it from there, okay?
Hi, John.
Scotty told me your father's in spirit. Is this cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says to me, he's here. Your dad was a very, I don't know, I don't see him as a complainer. Did he not complain? Was he kind of stoic in his way at all?
Very much so. Never complained. Never.
Never complained but I also think that you were never far away. Is that right?
That is 100% correct. Yes.
Did he ever want to own land or horses or anything like that? I'm seeing all that around him. I don't know why.
Yes.
He did? Okay.
And me. That was always something that we talked about, and just in our ideal world, we would have been farmers.
He says he wants you to seek out your dreams. It's time for you to start working on your dreams. Okay, I guess you know what that means. Because
100% do.
And he says that, you know, everyone had their life on hold for him, he said. He says, but now it's time to move forward. Did he ever smoke?
He smoked a pipe.
And then he gave it up. Okay.
Then he gave it up.
He was seen as a wise person, a steady hand, a person that was a gentle soul. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Such a great way to describe him, for sure. Okay.
So was there ever military? Did he ever serve?
Yes.
He served? Okay.
In the Army. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he's just showing me his uniform and showing me that he is... he's proud of his service.
Wow. That help, Laura?
It absolutely does. It just reaffirms everything that I think. And I think the biggest takeaway is what he said about following my dreams and what you see around him right now. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the most impactful things that I have heard in my life. Thank you both so much. Thank you, John. Thank you, Scotty. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Of course. Thank you. You too. John, hang on right there. We're going to come back with John in about 6 minutes and talk to another person. So if you're on hold, stay right there on US 99.